Hey, backstage, it's Bunny. I'm in bed. I should be sleeping, but I'm not. So, in my browsing of Reddit, I came across Bandit's questionnaire. So I thought, maybe, no offense, but maybe it'll bore me to sleep. I don't know. Or at least, I don't know, help me run off some extra energy. So, thanks for the questionnaire. And question number one. Where is my favorite spot to be kissed? My neck. Especially if somebody nips at a little bit. Or bites it fairly hard. Ugh. Yes. Food before fun or fun before food? Fun before food. If I eat before I fuck, I can't get into it. And then there's worrying about just like, what if my stomach makes weird noises? Not that I actually worry about that stuff, but you know what I mean. Am I a snuggler? I'm a schmuggler. No. Ignore me. Yes, I am. What's the most exotic dream I've had? I mean, again, context. Sexually exotic? There's quite a bit. I mean, sometimes my subconscious processes things in sexual shenanigans. But nothing really comes to mind. Otherwise, I've definitely had dreams where, like, I'm in super exotic locales, like, in the middle of a rainforest looking for different kinds of snakes and lizards, and it's great fun, and I love it. Dom, sub, or switch? Which am I? I am a switch. There's nothing really to add to that, but, alright. What's my guilty pleasure? I am rarely guilty about liking anything that I do. I think, the only exception would be, no, I'm not guilty about that. Yeah, nope, you know what, disregard, nothing. Hot showers or bubble baths? Hot shower before a bubble bath. Clean myself off. It's my cat in the background, by the way. She came to visit me. Come here, baby. No, I like both, but I like to wash off before a bubble bath. Classy lingerie or fuzzy pink handcuffs and blindfold? They both have their appeal to me. I like lingerie because it's more of like a physical manifestation of how sexy I'm feeling at that point. I'm not a fan of fuzzy pink handcuffs, but I'm a fan of handcuffs and blindfolds, so generally lingerie, though. Do I invite someone in on the first date? Hopefully you understood that. If you didn't, I said, do you invite someone in on the first date? It depends. Like, if it's somebody I've known for a while and we start dating, then, I mean, sure, come in. Nothing's gonna happen. If it's somebody I've just met, no. Would I invite you in? I don't know. Do you want to come in? If we're out shopping for clothes, would I sneak into a fitting room? Well, here's the thing. I work clothing retail, so the idea is pretty unsexy because I know what I would do and I know what I do to my friends and loved ones when I go shopping with them. I just, like, run around the store grabbing them things and, like, making them try shit on. So that's basically what I would do. Can I tell you a reason why you'd like me? I'm kind of one of those people where you get to know, and either you really like me or you really hate me. There's generally no in between. I'm honest. I'm not rude, okay? To me, there's a fine line between being rude and being honest. I'm honest. And I find it's something that not a lot of people get straight up. And it's refreshing for them. And maybe it would be refreshing for you. I don't know. Okay. Should I hear at night when I don't have a shotgun on me? I have no idea what I just heard outside, but whatever. What could you bring me that would make me especially grateful? Coffee. Hands down, coffee. It makes a shitty day not so shitty, and a great day that much better. So, bring me coffee, please. Thanks. You're amazing. If I were to give you a pet name, what would it be? Well, generally the pet names I give people either, like, rest on inside jokes or shit I do with their name. See? I'm tired. It's helping me kind of wind down. I'm trying to give you examples of the pet names I give people. I don't know, I'm just drawing a blank right now. Generally, I do give people somewhat pettish, fun nicknames, but I don't know why I can't pull them out of my ass at the drop of a hat. But I mean, one of my friends, Todd, for whatever reason, I call him Toodle. I just do. I've known him for 8-9 years. And still, it's Toodle. Or asshole. Or, you know. I'm such a nice friend. Trust me. And how did I get so beautiful? Ooh. Well. Clearly not beauty sleep. I'll put it that way. staying real. I don't have time for putting on an entire face of makeup every day. I don't have time for presenting something to the world that isn't me. And I'm very take it or leave it. And I don't care either way. The people who take it, great. People who leave it would have been wasting my time anyway. So, I think just not caring what beauty means to other people and caring what beauty means to me. So on that note, I'm going to try to get some sleep, but this is fun. I apologize for all the yawning. Maybe I've made some of you tired. Just maybe a good thing? I don't know. But there you have it. That is Boy Little Bunny saying sayonara.